This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
How we make our living here. This is the DJB Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Did I say Doug twice? I should probably anyway, right? This is Doug Steffen with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Okay, so.
And did I say Doug?
Yes.
Did I say Doug?
Doug. Let's get to the Doug part here. The foundation of our conversations here are built on our character, and I think if you listen with any degree of regularity or for any period of time, you'll realize that Jennifer has quite an astounding character. Victoria is a character. Kara is a character. I have my moments. So I looked up the meaning of the word character, C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R. And if you are an entomologist like I am, as opposed to the birds, what is it, if you're an entomologist?
Study bugs.
Bugs, right, exactly. without the N, etymology is the study of words. Anyway, character, origin of the word character is mark left by a chisel. So if you have your character leaves a mark, it's about you. And without that character, that uniqueness, kind of like your DNA, you can't really do very much. You don't interact successfully with people without character. So, and the best characters are the people that you know who keep their word, who are trustworthy, who are kind, who are loyal, who are helpful, courteous, cheerful, brave, clean. And I'm saying that because one of my most beloved college profs died over the weekend. He was 103.
Wow.
Guy, he was the toughest. He was just one of those people that you, and I was lucky to, I don't know how I got to be as close to him as I did, but I got very close to him. And there was something about him that was nothing but learning. Everything he did, the way he lived his life, the way he ran his department, the way he taught his classes and his lessons, the way he worked with people. This guy was a tough, tough old German. His name was Ferris Ohl. F-E-R-R-I-S-O-H-L. If you Google him, Kara, you will find a lot of things about the music that he wrote and what he did. But he was one of those guys that you couldn't ignore. His character was such. When he walked into a room, he absorbed all the oxygen in the room. Everybody paid attention to him. A lot of people didn't like him because he was tough. And he got what he wanted. He worked toward what he wanted. During the height of the Depression in the 70s, when there was a college president who didn't much like him because he didn't toe the line, there was need. The music department at Heidelberg was the most successful of all the departments while he was there. And so there was a need for another building, and the building plan, the college 10-year plan, didn't call for another building. And so he ignored the wishes of the president. He went out and raised the money himself, and they built another building on the music campus. But that was the kind of guy. I went to his 100th birthday 3 years ago, and it was just, we had a lot of laughs. He was the one who coined the phrase, "This is Dudley Steffen, he always has something to say when there's nothing to be said." That was him. And you've heard me use that any number of times.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who know that my given name is Dudley. But he was a great. He was one of those people, one in a million, and a character he was. So I pay tribute to him. We all know somebody like that we learned from. in school one way or another, somebody who's been a mentor, whether maybe they were they led the Boy Scouts, whatever it is. You found them, maybe it was a minister, a priest, a rabbi, but there's somebody outside your family that you have gone to. Listen, think about it for a second. You all have. Jennifer, who outside of your family have you looked at as a mentor or someone to gauge a part of your life on or follow in the footsteps of?
Well, I think you have been a work leader for sure for me. I have a college professor that I still keep in touch with that has been a mentor to me. And, you know, I used to be in Women in Cable and Telecommunications. I was a president of that organization for a long time, and I think I got a lot of inspiration from some of the female leaders that I worked with in that industry. So, I mean, it's a pretty long list. It's amazing how you take things from everybody. And by the way, not just people... I mean, I try to find inspiration from everybody. I mean, Victoria and Kara inspire me. The people that I work with inspire me. So, it's about being a sponge, I think, for people that are talented and in
recognizing
some aspect,
it.
Doing something better than you are, and you try to pick it up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Recognizing it, giving people their due, and learning from them. That's not somebody, that's like plagiarism. No, it's not. It's like learning. That's how we learn. So, Victoria, who is
the Trump? It's like learning.
Victoria, to whom would you credit the description that I have given?
I think Jen's totally right, and I love being a sponge for knowledge just in general. So I've had various bosses that I've worked for who have inspired me. This is going to sound really dumb, but like even growing up, I really did take a lot of inspiration from a lot of things that Oprah said, which sounds kind of funny and cliche, but she offered a lot of good stuff. So
she helped a lot of people.
A woman and as a female broadcaster, and she really started at the bottom and worked her way up. So things like that kind of inspire me too. But there have also been some amazing men in my life too who have inspired me with a work ethic. And then there's you.
Oh!
Are you playing this game to get kudos?
I know, right?
No. Kara, who do you?
Doug's like, pick
you want me. To stop?
Pick me.
No.
Yeah, unfortunately, asking us, probably a lot of our inspirations are going to be women. So, and most of it, you know, this is my first big radio job, so I've learned a ton from all of you, and I feel like... It's good to look at people who have already been through kind of what you're going through now, so you can have expectations of the future or what you can do to be better at your job. And you know, outside of my family, both my sisters are older than me, and so they both have a lot of friends. And my oldest sister especially has a lot of friends who work in media and print journalism, and just so a lot of the things that they've gone through, I really look up to them and respect them. So it's and my work ethic, I think, comes mostly from my father. Because he's crazy and works all the time. And he just, even if he complains about something, he never gives up, and he works really hard. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just from teachers, from everybody. I like to take in little bits and pieces from kind of every different experience that I have.
I think all of us are very sponge-like. Doug certainly is. I mean, I think all of us are, and that's a great thing. We're curious people. Oh boy.
I'd like to take
it's like you
my
said
yeah.
You said it's a great thing, and then he immediately came in with that, and I feel like
what is that?
The force around you.
Oh boy. Yoda, he's another one who inspires me. What is happening?
I think he's finally gone off his rocker.
I think
he might have passed out with his head on the soundboard, and now he's
what
just...
What I'm doing is I'm relaying to you how important...
You're ruining a nice moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Like one of the nicest moments on the program where Doug's like, tell us about who you inspire, and then all of a sudden there's kazoo and canned applause. Oh. I'm waiting for the fart machine to kick in.
Okay, let me see if I can find
we
that.
Probably don't need a machine
great.
For that.
Hold on, just a second.
From all the sounds I hear in the background, I think Doug's good.
We're okay.
Okay.
Oh, no. Now we've really hit rock bottom.
Yep. I had to ask for it.
All right, so a little bit of silly. When you said inspiring. Oh, there are all kinds of people. The end or the beginning of the conversation was about Dr. Roll. And how he meant so much to so many people, thousands of people who went through Heidelberg that learned so much from him. And then the explanation that goes on. Okay, I had some ad hominem experiences that I wanted to share with you. But
that's
if
my
I get
favorite
into,
dip, by the way. I love
ad hominem. I know, ad hominem. What?
Ad hominem. So let's. I'm going to put that on the back burner because there are three or four stories that are great I want to tell you and put them all together. Meanwhile, here's one singular story that I want to put together about the need that you have to have it. You'll notice we were talking, actually, I think, was it Friday, when I started getting a sore throat. And I said that there are a lot of things that go on. You hear me all the time talking about your immune system and how proud I am that I have, for the most part, eaten well, with the exception of ice cream and cake and cookies and stuff. I have a pretty good diet, and I think that's what makes my immune system strong, plus the way I live my life. But there's always room for improvement. And so when I come down with a little something, like a sore throat over the weekend, I loaded up on the fruits and the veggies from Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV and strengthen your immune system. You'll see in a month or two how much better you feel, how much different your body will react to the challenges that we all have, especially as we go into the winter months. But you're exposed to all kinds of germs and things all the time. So protect yourself, protect your body, get that immune system tuned up. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV for the first month free of their products. Free at balanceofnature.com/DJV.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you live with diabetes or know someone who does, you know how monitoring blood sugar can be a total pain. Until now, with the Freestyle Libre Flash Glucose Monitoring System, where you can scan a sensor worn on your arm for your blood sugar levels. Chris Thomas is the Director of Biosensing Technology at Abbott.
With Freestyle Libre, you wear a quarter-size sensor on the back of your arm, and whenever you want to know what your blood glucose is, you can very discreetly, even through a winter jacket, swipe your smartphone or a reader over it. And not only do you get your current blood glucose reading, but you get 8 hours worth of history stored every 15 minutes, and you get the direction that your blood glucose is going in, up, down, or up or down fast.
Find out more at freestylelibre.com. That's freestyle, L-I-B-R-E.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Every time I hear this song, so it's one of my favorite Moody Blues songs. I always see them whenever I have the chance to in concert. I've seen them five, six, seven times, including in England once. I crank this up for a second, Carol. Just a singer in a rock and roll band. Remember last week we were talking about the blues. Finally, the Moody's finally get into the, well, they have a nomination to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And a lot of us who are big fans think it's about time. The question is whether it'll be time for the actual induction. In the early days, John Lodge, who is the bass guitar player, said we have to see what it's early in the process. It's a nomination. I don't know how these things work after that, so just to be nominated is fantastic. The Moody's have long been considered one of rock's, the Hall's, greatest omissions. Fans have mounted a particularly aggressive campaign on the group's behalf. You've heard me talk about it ad nauseum. When the nomination was announced, let's see here, Justin Hayward, who's sort of considered the lead, John Lodge, Graham Edge, who is on his way out. He can't really play much anymore. There's something wrong with him. They have a real drummer there, but he's up on stage anyway. He says, we're honored to be considered for the induction into the Hall of Fame. We know that the fans have been diligently supporting us along the way on this, and it means a lot to them as well as to us. Being a British band, we're grateful for our American recognition, especially the fans who've been with us all through our journey. Lodge says he and his bandmasters or bandmates have been well aware of the fans' desire to get him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're not just fans, we're all part of the music, and I think because of that they feel slighted that the Moody's are not in the Hall of Fame, said Lodge. Notice how Justin doesn't talk much. He never asked.
Is he the singer?
He's the lead singer. He's the lead. He's pretty much the titular head of it. he and Lodge are the ones you see out on stage, and Edge is behind the drums. But they figure that they'll, if they get in, Mike Pinder, who was a keyboardist, left in 78, and Ray Thomas, the flautist, retired in 2002 because he was just sick. He did a little too much, you know what I mean, celebrating. I remember, I've told the story, I think, before. I met Justin Hayward through Uri Geller. Uri got married, and Justin was at the wedding. He was sitting behind me, and we had a conversation. He was sitting next to my friend James Whale, who's the probably most famous talk host in England. And they were talking about their exercise routine and their diet. So I turned around and I teased Whale, because he's very teasable. And he's just talking about Justin like I knew who he was. And I didn't know who he was until Larry brought him up and introduced him with Michael Jackson to the people who were there in the wedding ceremony. Anyway, he's a very quiet, very thoughtful man. And he's just, you know, he was perfect for this sort of thing. The fact these guys have stayed together. Anyway, Uri had never been to a Moody's concert. So I said to him, I couldn't believe it. I got tickets to go when they were in Oxford in England. I don't know, it was probably 15 years ago. And I flew over and we went to the concert. And Uri and I went down to the dressing room after it was over, and Ray had four girls that were they were taking his clothes off. He walked into his dressing room. So, excuse me, that's my Ray story.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty exciting. 28 past the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, a new survey by J.D. Power finds that non-premium vehicles provide the same tech experience as premium vehicles. The overall satisfaction with new vehicle technology amongst both premium and non-premium owners is around 75%. It comes down to how well a dealer educates a customer on features in the vehicle to know how a new owner feels about it. Sales satisfaction begins to decline after dealer education lasts more than 25 minutes. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Now 34 at the hour on the DJV Experience with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Notice, Victoria, I put a couple of things up there over the weekend. A lot of things that are going on. I mentioned the term ad hominem, which is my way of sort of collecting a lot of different experiences and telling you the stories individually. And I thought the first thing to acknowledge was something called the Carney Awards. How many people here know who Art Carney was?
Yes, I do. Okay. I've heard that name, but I can't really tell you more than that.
He was a very, very funny person, Art Carney, wasn't he?
Art Carney was a character actor.
Yeah.
Who was on, he's probably best known for being on Jackie Gleason's Honeymooners, but he did a lot of other things as a second banana. And the awards that are given away under his name every year take place, and normally are given to TV and movie character actors who you know but you don't know their names. And this year, the dinner is going to be on October the 29th. It's the third annual Carney Awards, presented this year to Xander Berkeley. How many people know who he is?
No idea.
No, I absolutely don't know that name.
You would recognize him in a second if you saw him. He's been a second hundreds. If you did an IDBM or whatever it is that they call him.
IMDb.
Xander is spelled X-A-N-D-E-R, Berkeley. When you look at him, you'll say, instant, oh my God, yes. Wendy Malick, who is, you described
her.
She was in Cleveland, right?
Wasn't Hot she in that? Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah. His tall, long, I described her for Jennifer as having a long face, tall lady. I haven't figured out who William Fichtner is yet. Richard Kind, William H. Macy is on the list.
William H. Macy, that's a weird one to me because I feel like he's a much bigger star than the rest of this list.
Yeah.
He is now, though. But before, I mean, up until the last 5 years, he was in a lot of stuff and everybody went, oh, yeah, that guy. Kind of like Steve Buscemi is the same kind of deal.
Right, and he was a comedian who first, I think, started on The Tonight Show, if I'm not mistaken. If I remember Buscemi the right way. Anyway, Bergeron is going to MC the awards. I actually, what day is the week? Well, the 29th. I'll be in Italy then, so I can't go. But that would be a great day. And it is good to acknowledge these people and acknowledge them. We should have the same sort of thing in radio. We should have, at the Talkers Convention every year, we ought to have some of the radio hosts who are big in the smaller markets who've been there. There are a lot of these people that are on the air and a lot of these stations
Gee,
that have been there for...
I know, this is sounding very self-serving.
No, it's not about me. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about people that have on one station. It's self-serving. All right. I'm getting enough criticism. I'm moving on. All right, next, in the ad hominem department, I'm in the advertising business. This program is supported by advertising. And so I feel like I'm fairly close to the advertising community and people that run. I'm critical of advertising buyers because most of the buying is done by young ladies that are Kara's age, and they're not always as knowledgeable about some of the radio stuff as they might be. But then on the other side, the creative side, who in their right mind would create an ad promoting a body wash which shows a black woman washing her body, and when she's done washing her body, she's white?
Ugh.
Are you out of your minds? Racially insensitive isn't even probably the right phrase for it. In this day and age, I mean, it might have been okay during the era of Amos and Andy, but it doesn't work. And so now, and the other side of this is, there may be a certain amount of creative genius to this. We're criticizing it because it's racially insensitive. But there are a lot of people in our country, unfortunately, not the majority, but there still are plenty of people who don't care for racial, they want America to be pure and white. So could they be promoting this to that group? Is it, I mean, it's far-fetched, but it is possible. Anything's possible.
Yeah, I can't even really figure out what this ad was trying to show. I guess it's saying that, like, Dove is all women or something.
Yeah,
so it's not actually body washing. It's like, I mean, it's for body wash, but they're in a shower and they show the black woman taking her T-shirt off, and then it's a white woman underneath, and then she takes her T-shirt off and she becomes like a Middle Eastern woman. So I guess it's like a bunch of different women and different.
So are we misunderstanding it, Kara?
No, I still think it's a really terrible campaign, and I'm just not really sure. I mean, even it's just like looking at the picture, and this campaign is perfect where you can take a screenshot and then just look at it. And I think that's where all the controversy comes, because it's literally just a picture of a woman taking her shirt off and becoming a white woman. It's just, I don't know, anyone could watch it for all of 5 seconds and realize that it's a bad idea. So, yeah, like Victoria said earlier, I'm not sure how it made it.
Let's go with that one.
That's my point.
And they probably thought it was a great idea. That's just it.
Well, that's what they seem to be. I don't know. They've had a bunch of bad ideas with their whole, like, different size bottles. I was like, who is going to buy the, like, short squat bottle to be like, this is my body type and I want everyone to know it? I don't know. It's just they've had a lot of really weird ideas that have made it past whoever. And, I don't know. I think they need to hire a new marketing department.
Tone deaf.
Like, the entire department needs to go, and they need to bring in a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so there's that ad hominem. Here, and speaking of that, the white supremacists apparently returned to Charlottesville.
Charlottesville, with an S.
Excuse me. Charlottesville.
Them too.
He renames it after his dog.
Yeah, Charlottesville. They went to the city for the... This is... was it about a month ago? How long ago was that thing? 2 months ago?
Feels like it was a long time ago, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
I think it was in July, wasn't it? July or August?
Was it late July? I think you're right. So Richard Spencer, who's the leader of this group, and a lot of his supporters, came back to Charlottesville with torches and chanting phrases, "You'll not replace us. The South will rise again. We'll be back." Great. They gathered near the statue of Robert E. Lee, which now has been covered with black tarps. The mayor tweeted, quote, "Another despicable visit by neo-Nazi cowards. You're not welcome here. Go home. Meantime, we're looking at all our legal options. Stay tuned." Well, you don't really have legal options because there's freedom of speech. They're just demonstrating.
No, apparently they do. They might actually, in the state of Virginia, have a legal option because they've been carrying torches.
Oh.
And there's a I don't know if it's a state rep or a congressperson who's been pretty vocal about it, saying that they're looking into there. It's some sort of a class something felony.
Class 6 felony.
Yeah.
Yeah. The police were there, said the rally was nonviolent. They followed the group out of the city to make sure they left town. So, yeah, legal action is pending if they can figure out what to do. But I think that's a dangerous precedent. As long as they're behaving themselves and not breaking any laws, real laws.
Gotta let them go. I know.
Gotta let them do it. Yep.
A lot, though, that mayor does a lot of political posturing, though. He's obviously probably got his eyes on
antenna
something else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. All right, here's something that you should be ashamed of, Kara. Absolutely ashamed of.
I can't wait to hear it. What is it?
Millennials are responsible for the surge in the use of sparkling water.
How dare they?
I'm jumping in. I'm not a millennial. I drink sparkling water all the time.
I am a millennial, and I don't ever drink sparkling water, so it's Jen's fault.
Consumer preference drastically changing because of health concerns, i.e. sugary soft drinks, the connection of that to people who can't lose weight and gain weight, drinking that sort of thing. So as a result, the younger consumers are ditching sodas and adopting alternative sparkling water. Apparently, we drink sparkling water all the time. Meredith always
has a case of it. Our whole fridge is filled with it, yeah.
Yeah. Pellegrino, you probably... Mm-hmm. That'd probably be the brand you'd use, right?
This is true. My whole fridge is filled with Pellegrino.
For those of you who don't know, Victoria's married name is Pellegrino. But then there's LaCroix. How many other... There's
like
a lot
that.
Of different...
I drink that all the time.
Really?
I had that for the first time this weekend. We had some friends over, and they showed up with a case of it. So it's good. It's very good. I was surprised.
Why is there a difference? Why wouldn't they all taste the same? Why
Well, the LaCroix stuff, or LaCroix, or however you say it, they have... different flavors. So there's mango and passion fruit and coconut and all that.
It gives me bottles of different fruity flavors. We use a Polar because it's kind of a local company. But there are lots of different companies that are doing this. The category is up 6% in sales in the past year. So...
Well, it's good that people aren't drinking soda, because soda is just, I mean, across the board, it's horrible for you.
Yeah, it really is.
Whether it's diet soda, that's even worse than the regular stuff with the sugar. I mean, it's all so bad for you.
Yeah, the stuff they put in it. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow. You heard me right. 1 pillow you pay for, you get 3 more free. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Low price for 1, don't pay for the other 3. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. 1 pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall, and for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In Oklahoma, some bar owners were upset at customers sharing hamburgers. They wanted to make every customer buy their own, so they convinced legislators to require it. Now the law prohibits one person from taking even a bite of another person's hamburger. Legislators claimed it was a health hazard, but most people understood it was really about government officials protecting their friends in a favored business. Years later, the anti-hamburger sharing law remains in force. Citizens should never be complacent about such threats to their freedom. They should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom doesn't end all at once. It is chipped away slowly by such little things as hamburger laws. If responsible citizens want to take a bite out of government overreach, this would be a good place to start.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hey, Jen, what's the story with this hepatitis A outbreak in California? A lot of people think that it could reach epidemic status. Started in San Diego. Mm-hmm.
We talked about it, remember? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what the update is. 569 people have been infected. I thought this was something you had to have contact, you had to have needles or... 17 people have died.
Yeah, it also was being spread through restaurants, which is kind of weird. And it was a big problem in San Diego. It still is. And now Los Angeles is also seeing numbers on par with San Diego. So it seems to be one of those concerns that L.A. is not dealing with as well. San Diego, at least, is using chlorine to, like, hose down their streets at night. Los Angeles hasn't started to do that yet. But in other health-related news, the big story in California when it comes to health is that, and I don't get this, Jerry Brown over the weekend, our governor, signed a bill now making it legal. It used to be illegal if you knew you had HIV and you didn't disclose that to someone, you could go to jail. And Governor Brown just reversed that, so it's now legal to not disclose if you have HIV to your partners, which right. I think is really bizarre.
It's very weird.
Yeah. Guy's a bizarre guy. Anyway, oof. All right, well, that's not good, period. End of story. It's 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
On the air with me now is Bahar Taktashian, who is, generally speaking, a know-it-all in the nicest possible way when it comes to lifestyle and beauty and fashion items. She's on top of it. Television, radio, writes a lot of columns, is in newspapers and magazines all the time. So she's the perfect person to go to for some advice on fall entertaining. We have, I hope the hurricane season is pretty much over. Now we see the leaves changing a little bit already. The air is a little chillier here and there. So fall entertaining, by its very nature, Bahar, is different than summer or spring. How so?
Yes, so fall entertaining by nature is different because your menu changes and, you know, your appetite for things changes, obviously. But I, you know, I should mention one thing stays the same year round. You always want to have a menu set at hand when you're hosting a party, but you also want to have a wine list that's going to complement that menu. And most people have red wine and white wine on hand during the fall, but you may not think about having rosé. And I'm here to tell you that rosé is actually the perfect wine to complement some of your favorite fall dishes. Barefoot Wine actually did this survey. They found two out of three Americans actually drink rosé year-round. So they are doing the right thing because rosé goes so nicely with, like, turkey or pork dishes or, let's say, light fishes that you might be serving. And it's such a fun, crisp, tasty way to complement your meal. Barefoot Wine specifically is delicious because it's really refreshing, it's slightly sweet, and it's really fruit forward, but it doesn't have that dry taste to it. I think a lot of people find that rosé can be dry. That is not the case with Barefoot. It's really smooth, and it goes down so nicely.
All right. Let me bring you around to asking you something, not a trick question, but from the ignorance that is bliss with me in terms of wines, as we have fall focus on particular wines that are good for the fall, are they necessarily harvested, the grapes harvested in the fall? Would it be that this stuff is made in the fall? Because where the wines grow in most areas, you can get a couple of crops a year, probably sometimes harvested in the spring or the summer or the fall. Would that make a difference?
Don't know the answer to that. I know that when you visit like wineries, when you go to like a Napa, or you know, I've been to Argentina and I visited vineyards there. You know, it seems like the grapes aren't harvesting year round. So I don't know. I can't say that I know the answer to that, but I think it does. I think there is a time and a place where you harvest grapes for wine, depending on the season. But I wouldn't know the answer offhand.
Aren't you glad I asked you that question? Now, next time somebody asks you, you're going to have the answer at your fingertips. Meanwhile, back at the table or wherever it is that we're going, how much of a factor is Halloween? We all know how much money you spend to buy costumes, but do a lot of people buy food and wine and celebrate it that way, or are we more focused on Thanksgiving and meals like that?
These days, people are finding a reason to celebrate every holiday, as they should. You know, for as far as Halloween, if you have kids, I think it's really fun to have like adults over and have them over for like a cocktail and some light snacks before you take the kids out to go trick or treating. You don't have to break the bank if you're hosting these cocktail parties. In fact, you know, Barefoot Wine is less than $10 for a bottle, so you can kind of host the entire party without spending too much money. If you don't want, you can get it at the store, or Amazon.com delivers the bottles right to your house. And I think if you're going to host a kids only party, I think it's fun to have the kids help out with like prepping the table and getting the food out there. I think kids want to feel involved as well.
Well, there are a lot of things you can do. Get the pumpkins, get a little hay from a local farm, set it up. You have that kind of atmosphere around. The thing that I wanted to go back to for just a second in terms of trends in wine and that sort of thing, is this the drinking of wine more common weekdays? It used to be when I was a kid, my parents would celebrate by having wine like Friday night, maybe Saturday night, and during meal on Sunday. Are people drinking wine every night now, all the time?
I think it depends. I do know that there, you know, people are realizing that there is a benefit to having a glass of wine every single night. They've said there are cardiovascular benefits to it. I think, you know, we're all pretty stressed out, whether it's from work or just seeing the news from the day or, what you know, from the kids. So I think wine, we can all agree, a little bit of wine also helps you relax. So I think with everything in life, everything in moderation, right? So,
yes, thank you. Lifestyle expert Bahar Taktashian here with some ideas for fall entertaining.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.